flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We have not talked really at all about the Kansas City Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl. We were very busy yesterday talking about the Commanders. We're going to get back into them in just a moment. But I will say congrats to Andy Reid and to Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Harrison Butker. I think there might be one or two other players that have been there for the entire duration of this run now. But the Chiefs are just unstoppable. They cannot be beaten.
They're inevitable
in these games. I feel so bad for Josh Allen, and also for the other quarterbacks in the AFC that are really good and have nothing to show for it, like Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. But specifically Allen, I mentioned this stat yesterday, Danny, but this is just staggering. There have been four playoff games in history where both quarterbacks combined to throw for 400, run for 80, 65% complete, three or more plays of 25 through the air, five total touchdowns, one or fewer turnovers. In all four of those games was Allen versus Mahomes, and Allen has lost all of them. Like, you can't do much more than he's doing. On the play where he's getting crap for not, you know, finding Shakur out of the backfield, he scrambles around. He's about to get crushed on a blitz that gets home with two guys in his face. He throws the ball up into the night. It comes down right into Kincaid's hands, and he can't catch it. I don't know what Josh Allen's supposed to do other than be born in a different era.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in, I'm sorry that you play in the NBA in the early to mid-90s, but Michael Jordan plays for the Bulls, so you don't get to win a championship mode. That's where we are right now.
The comps jump off the page. I mean, there have been different iterations, different really good teams. The Ravens have won 14, 13, 12, double-digit wins almost every year they've had Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Nothing to show for it. The Bills, to your point, have been the pinnacle of consistency and excellence. They've had to turn the roster over a couple different times. Hadn't mattered. Two AFC title game appearances and nothing to show for it. The only team to break through, I guess the Bengals did one time. Joe Burrow got him. But it was Brady who was this before Mahomes was doing this.
Also, the fakest AFC championship game ever.
There's that too.
Where Mahomes doesn't get to touch the ball. And there were a couple of blown calls at the end of that game that went New England's way. That was before, I guess, everyone assumed now that all the calls go Kansas City's way. It's back when the Patriots were the big, bad, evil empire. Or whatever.
Yeah, Mahomes wins that game if the guy's not lined up off sides. They go to the Super Bowl before it goes to overtime. I mean, there's a million different things. So the point is, you're now in the, God, I feel bad for you. Charles Barkley, Carl Malone, Gary Payton's Seattle Supersonics, Reggie Miller's Indiana Pacers, Patrick Ewing's New York Knicks. You're all here at the wrong time in the AFC. You are. Bad luck.
The reason I feel really, really bad for Allen, more so than Jackson, and I feel bad for both, Lamar has played some bad playoff games. For whatever reason, it's happened. Go back to the AFC title game against Kansas City last year. I remember you and I coming on the air the next day going, what was he trying to prove?
Yeah, what were they doing?
Like, why is he standing in the pocket? Why aren't you running? Why aren't you being Lamar Jackson? Josh Allen had a game in an AFC championship game against the Chiefs where he threw for 330 yards and four touchdowns without a turnover and lost.
And lost.
And took the lead with a game-winning touchdown pass and drive with 13 seconds to play only then to see Kansas City go get a field goal and then win in overtime when his team didn't get to touch the ball. By the way, the Bills scored 36 points and lost 42-36. He had another game against the Chiefs where he was 26 of 39 with a touchdown pass and had a big rushing day, and they lose 27-24 in the playoffs. And then, of course, there was the other night, two touchdowns, no picks, ran 11 times for 40 yards, and they just couldn't do anything in short yardage. Threw for 237 in a pair in a loss, 32-29. I'm just not sure what he's supposed to do. I don't know what anyone in that conference is supposed to do. Here's some numbers. Mahomes went down 1 to 8 points in the fourth quarter overtime. Have you seen this?
No.
Playoff history for Patrick Mahomes. Fourth quarter or OT. Tracking. Down by 8 or fewer. One possession game.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers. Basically, the amount of time is like a game. Okay? 40 of 56 for 552 yards. 5 touchdowns, no picks. A 132 rating and a rushing touchdown. 14 drives. So again, we're talking about like a game's worth. They've scored on 13 of the 14 drives. When they are down by 8 or fewer.
I mean, that's insane.
In the fourth quarter or overtime.
Like even Jordan missed a game winner or two. You know what I mean? Like he missed a free throw.
13 of 14.
That's just stupid.
They have scored. Only Brady now with way more time. More playoff wins than Mahomes. 28 more playoff starts. Mahomes in 20 starts already has more playoff wins than Montana, than Bradshaw, than Elway, than Peyton Manning.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you look at, you're an EPA per play guy, I know. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the stats that's used to tear a lot of stuff out to kind of, level the playing field in numbers. Playoff games above 0.5 EPA per play, which is like just a metric to show that.
Yeah, which
is
just absurd, by the way, yeah.
Mahomes has 7 of those games in the playoffs.
Games.
Tom Brady had 3. Yeah. Josh Allen has had 3. Peyton Manning, 3. Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer, 3. Russell Wilson, 3. Big Ben had 2. How about Aaron Rodgers had 1 his entire career?
Man.
Drew Brees had 1. Phil Rivers had 1. Respectfully, we are watching the greatest quarterback to ever play in Kansas City right now. He already. It's not even close comparing his career to right now and Brady's career to this point. When they both had played 112 games. Which is the number Mahomes is at right now. At this point, Mahomes' numbers blow Brady's out of the water. Everything from record to completion percentage to passing yards, yards per attempt and game, touchdown, interceptions, rating, rushing attempts, yards, yards per attempt, rushing touchdowns. Same number of conference championships, twice as many Pro Bowls for Mahomes, more All-Pros, more MVPs, one more Super Bowl MVP. I'm sorry. This is the best that's ever done it already. Yeah,
the only questions now are, will he not eat a blueberry and avoid carbohydrates and stay around until he's in his mid-40s to break every one of these records? It's about accumulation now at this point. But in terms of if you want to open the viewfinder and look through the telescope and see the career, this stands alone. Now, everyone will hear that and say that's blasphemy because of all the different things Brady accumulated, and I'm not taking anything away from those. That's still the most remarkable thing to do for whatever it was, 45 touchdowns at my age. Incredible. Stupid. All the Super Bowls and the greatness is evident. It's obvious. The position has never been played better than this.
Nope.
This is kind of the point I'm making here. The only variable is if he stays around long enough to break everything, if he chooses to. If he gets bored at age 37 and goes, that's it for me, dog. I'm going to go do something else. God bless. You're right off in the sunset. But if he feels like it, and they still, once Andy Reid moves on, because he's in his 70s, you already mentioned it. If they can kind of keep humming and keep rolling, this will be all the records will be the Mahomes record book.
Yeah. I mean, if the question is, can he get the most titles? Sure. Then we'll have to see that. I'm already slamming my gavel. I mean, it is over for me. This is the best quarterback who's ever lived. He's at a point now to me. Where, like, I don't know how to describe this, but it's like he's playing pool, where he's thinking about the next shot. Most quarterbacks will never get to that mastery of the position or will never be at the 500-level course. Like, they're just trying to hit the ball in the hole. They're just trying to take the cue ball and get that ball in that pocket. He is setting up his next shot. And what I mean by that is it's almost like he's playing the entire game so that he has the ball with 30 seconds left and he can go do his whatever he's doing thing. Mm-hmm. You can watch all game and be fairly unimpressed. But when it's crunch time, he's going to have the ball. He's going to scramble. He's going to all of a sudden do that awkward run where he tiptoes down the sideline. It is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Well, he's also now to the point, and this reminds me of Joe Montana, who you didn't see much, but was... Joe Montana was this when I was a kid.
I saw zero Montana that I can remember.
Yeah, so in his prime, Montana was like that. And you look at the numbers and you go, well, that's not that impressive. But if you saw it, you knew. There was a calm and an ease and a mastery of the position where when it came to it, he was going to put the ball in the exact right place, the exact right time, and do the thing. The last couple years, frankly, have reminded me of Montana. Because the numbers aren't prolific. We're 2 years removed from 5,250 yards and 41 touchdowns. Ho-hum, bold ink, it's Pat Mahomes. Last couple of years, if you just did a blind taste test challenge and went, just under 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks, that's not that special nowadays. That's, Derek Carr did that a couple years ago in Oakland. What are you guys talking about? But if you watch, we're not better off with me slinging it right now. We need to play closer to the vest to get to the situation you're talking about, where we're within a score with less than 2 minutes to go and I've got the football and I'll just go win the game. There's that level of mastery to it. I think mastery is the exact right word. And to me, it reminds me of Montana in his prime, where there's a thinking of the game, whether you're doing it consciously or not, in different dimensions than the regular peons. They're going, I need to complete a pass. He goes, I need to complete a pass in a certain way to milk a certain amount of clock to get to 2 or 3 or 5 or 7 or 12 more plays to then have them get the ball back and have them use their possession at the exact right amount of time so that I can go do my thing. There's a level that he's at that people just don't get to.
He has been the quarterback for the Chiefs for 7 years, and they have been in the AFC Championship game in every one of those years. Nothing else needs to be said. What else can
they're
you
inevitable.
Say? It's staggering. And they did it when he was throwing for 5K and 50, to your point, with Tyreek Hill and Kelce as a young specimen who couldn't be covered. And now he's doing it with basically no real running game. I mean, their top back is Kareem Hunt, who's, to me, physically looks out of shape. Like, he came back in season.
And I know what that looks like.
He's a heavier version of what he used to be. Maybe he's in shape, but he's just thicker or whatever. But they're not a particularly good running team. They can't dominate you. They physically cannot. They're not explosive offensively. They can't really score a ton of points until the game where they've got to, and then they do. But If it's 17-14, they're going to beat you. If it's 36-33, they'll do that too, because he'll do exactly what it takes. It's just crazy to watch. Like you said, it's an eye test thing at this point,
mm-hmm.
where he might throw for 196 and two touchdowns, and the 196 and two was incredibly clutch and was just enough, and he made four ridiculous plays along the way. I've just never seen anything like it. He is already the guy for me at the position, and he could retire right now, and I would feel that way.
He'd be a Hall of Famer.
And he's not even 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. We always said, well, man, nobody's ever going to win seven rings like Brady did. If he plays 20 years, how sure are we? Now, there's going to be a point where the Chiefs' run slows down or ends or whatever. But he's about to win, maybe, his fourth in his seventh year. He mm-hmm. gets 13 more years to try to win three to tie Brady. I like his chances.
Yeah, bet against him. Go ahead. I challenge any one of you.
You could also go back, though, and find, when was it that the Brady Super Bowl started to really be about Brady? It was like the first year, you go back through uh-huh. those numbers. He happened to be the quarterback of the team that won the Super Bowl, but it really wasn't about him. Mahomes has never had one of those, ever.
That's true.
This has always been about Patrick Mahomes. He was the reason that they won every time that they've won.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.